Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program and the final day of 2024. And I hope it's starting off well for you. Not so much for me. I'm starting to get a cold, getting what everybody else here at WBSM has apparently had for the past week. So hopefully my voice holds out and hopefully things don't get too raspy for me in the coming days, because that's what tends to happen is I will lose my voice. Luckily, tomorrow, don't have to work. That may work to my advantage. So forgive me, though, if I have to cough or if I get a little bit too hard to understand. So, of course, it is the final day of 2024. Tonight is New Year's Eve, and I don't know what you have planned, but if you are planning on heading out and partaking in alcoholic beverages, I would recommend that you take a look at the story we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And maybe you're not going to do that, but maybe you know people who are. You can share this story with them. But for over 20 years now, South Coast Towing has been offering its Safe Rides Home program for people on the South Coast to be able to get a free tow and a ride home if they've had too much to drink. So basically, and the phone number, I can give it to you, but it's in the story as well. But I'll give you a moment to get a pen. So, but you keep the phone number in your phone, and then if you find that you've had too much to drink, you can call them for a ride. And I spoke yesterday with owner Chris Medeiros to find out about any changes that might be happening to this year's version of the program. Now, by the way, I should tell you that this is available in Acushnet, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, Fall River, Freetown, New Bedford, and Westport. So it's the coverage area for South Coast Towing. Again, Acushnet, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, Fall River, Freetown, New Bedford, and Westport. And for the 20-something years they've been doing this, they've operated from midnight to 3 a.m. But now this year they're expanding the program by an extra hour, and they're actually going to start at 11. Because as the owner, Chris, told me, people don't necessarily stay where they are until midnight. They'll hit the road at 11, already having started drinking and already having had too much to drink. So this way here, they can get the folks who are leaving before midnight, but shouldn't be driving. They can get them a safe ride home. And I asked Chris, I said, well, what happens if, you know, there's people who want to ride, but you guys can only tow so many cars. What do you do if, you know, somebody calls you and they need a ride, but they can't do it? Do they wait till somebody can get there? Do you go a little bit later? And he said, well, what'll happen in that situation is if worse comes to worse, they call an Uber or a Lyft or a local taxi company that they might work with. And they have them give the person a ride home until they can get to the vehicle. But they have those ride services give the person a ride home so that they don't drive, and then South Coast Towing pays for the ride for them. Which is incredible, especially when you think about how much an Uber or a Lyft is going to cost you around that time. So anybody who's ever gone out even on a Friday or a Saturday night and taken an Uber after midnight, you know how much it costs. It's even more on New Year's Eve. When I was an Uber driver for the brief period of time that I did it, I said, gee, wouldn't it be nice to be out on New Year's Eve? But then I thought, yeah, you know what? But then you're also taking the risk of somebody plowing into you. Is that worth the money? So I tip my hat to the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers who will be out tonight, making sure that people get home safely, as well as all those tow truck drivers and the folks over at South Coast Towing. So thank you to them for doing this. Again, they've been doing it for over 20 years. And I asked Chris, what was the inspiration for offering this? And he said that 25 years ago, he went to a really bad OUI crash. And, you know, he kind of had the approach of hopefully never again. So the phone number to put into your phone for tonight for South Coast Towing is 508-995-9777. That's 508-995-9777. And you can write that down now, put it in your phone. You can find it in the story at WBSM.com. And on the WBSM app, on the Facebook page, you can share it around with all your friends. But it's actually not a difficult number to remember either. And here's how I remember it. 508-995 is a pretty common exchange, right? And then 9777. And I remember it because the 777, they look like the hooks on the back of a tow truck. Maybe they're going the opposite direction, but still, that's how I think of it. 9777. So save that number or pass it on to somebody who you know will be out tonight partying and who you worry might have a little bit too much to drink. But if you're like me and you're going to be home, then hopefully you have a nice evening and you don't have to work the next day. 508-996-0500 is my number if you want to call in and get involved in the discussion at all today. And as I've been asking all week, and I haven't heard any, but I would take whatever your New Year's resolutions are, even though I'm not a big believer in them. I still would be interested in hearing what yours are, what your wishes are for 2025, and what you want to leave behind in 2024. And that's the big question today. What do you want to leave behind in 2024 and not carry into 2025? One of the things that I am not going to carry into 2025, one thing I'm leaving in 2024, is I've got to get more serious, right? More serious. I've got to get more serious about sticking to the amount of protein I'm supposed to eat. I've done a good job of limiting the carbs, but I don't think that I hit the necessary protein levels every meal. So that's, you know, like I'll have a bowl of soup for lunch and it's like, well, that's, I didn't get enough protein that I'm supposed to get for that meal. But I've got to do that because I met with my weight loss doctor yesterday, had my 3-month appointment, and she said, everything's going fine, but I just need to have more protein in my diet. So that's my plan for 2025. We'll see how long I can keep up with that. Protein's expensive. But if I get back into the shakes that I was drinking, get back into the protein bars, that'll help. But I kind of got lazy about that. Because if the weight loss is working, you're not thinking about the rest of the diet. So that's my one plan so far that I can think of. And it may be a word or a phrase you want to leave in 2025. You know what I don't want to hear in 2025? Word salad. I'm tired of that phrase. It's dumb. When you complain that somebody, and this isn't just a Kamala Harris thing. I've heard people talk about it with Donald Trump too. I've heard people talk about it with anybody who speaks. But when you say that, do you know what I hear? When you say, oh, it's just a word salad. I hear you don't have any comprehension skills of what you're listening to. That's what I hear. When you accuse somebody of that, that what I hear is you're not listening. And you don't have the ability to discern what you're hearing if you are. So let's leave that phrase in 2024. But whatever else you want to leave in 2024, I'd be interested in hearing about it. Again, 508-995-508. I almost gave the number for South Coast Towing again. 508-996-0500 is our number. And the app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM map will be open throughout the course of the morning as well. There's also, and you heard Phil mention this in the news, and you can read more about it at southcoasttoday.com, but the plan for the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but maybe by now you've had a chance to see some of the renderings on southcoasttoday.com or on the Standard Times. Is that a good enough bridge design for you? Do you not care how fancy that bridge is? I think a lot of people, obviously the mayor's job is to advocate for what would be the best for the city. And if he thinks a more aesthetically pleasing bridge is what's best for the city, he's going to advocate for that. But I think a lot of folks would just say, I just want a bridge that I don't have to wait 20 minutes for. I don't care what it looks like, as long as it's fast and effective. And it will be. But you know, the mayor's comments yesterday to the Standard Times and in the past have mentioned the beauty of the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge that currently stands there. And I've never looked at that bridge and thought, beauty. I've looked at that bridge and thought, that's a bridge. Like, I didn't think that that design was anything ornate for its day. I mean, coming to find out it was, but I never thought of it that way. I thought of it more as function than form. I thought of it more as this is what a bridge looked like when they made it, not they tried to make a good-looking bridge. Like, I don't look at the Tobin Bridge, the Mystic River Bridge. I don't look at those bridges and think to myself, wow, what a beautiful bridge. Now I look at the Zakim Bridge and think, wow, that's a cool looking bridge. But I don't think about that when I look at, you know, ones that are more about the operation and structure of the bridge than it is the way that it looks. So maybe whatever beauty is on that bridge is just lost on me. But maybe you also look at it the same way, too, where you say, I don't care what it looks like as long as it works. So maybe that design structure that was put forth in the renderings is good enough for you. But maybe you want something a little bit more iconic, something that will be a little bit more of a gateway into the city. 508-996-0500. And the Standard Times also has, you know, I did blast the Standard Times yesterday, but I just want to make it clear. That's me blasting the corporate Gannett structure, not the local folks who are still working hard to bring you news against the challenges they have of who it is that publishes their paper. And Frank Mulligan's a great example of that. He has an article today at southcoasttoday.com about the family of former New Bedford interim fire chief Paul Kodare filing a $1 million lawsuit against the city of New Bedford over Kodare's firing, which led to his, they say led to his mental breakdown and his eventual shooting death in a shootout with police a year ago. And it's hard to believe that that was, we passed the 1 year anniversary just the other day on Sunday. But Frank has an in-depth piece where he looks at, you know, what happened and why the family of Paul Kodare says that it happened, which was that, you know, the city embarked on a campaign to not only come up with a reason to fire him, but also to humiliate him in the process. And of course, the city has pushed back on that. Now, it's interesting to note that in this lawsuit, the lawsuit is against the city of New Bedford, Mayor John Mitchell himself, and three unnamed city employees. And it alleges civil conspiracy, intentional infliction of emotional distress, defamation, invasion of privacy, and abuse of process. Because if you'll recall, when the mayor had suspicions that the interim fire chief was not actually as hurt as he claimed to be and that he could go back to work, they hired a private investigator to follow him around and they caught video footage of him taking a heavy grill off the back of his truck. And that's what they used as the justification to terminate him. And they are trying to not pay his pension to his widow. So this lawsuit is, you know, the family's way of fighting back, not only at, you know, the loss, that loss of the pension, but also at the way that Paul Kodare was portrayed by the city, which is kind of the lasting impression people have now following his passing. So a very interesting read, definitely worth your time at southcoasttoday.com. We can talk more about it too if you'd like, 508-996-0500. Right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments. As long as I see within the flesh, it makes you feel like I'm there. Some inner truth of best reflection, but I've seen nothing so far. You gotta love a song, a very catchy song that's written about how they're writing it to be a catchy song. So, a little bit of meta stuff there from Blues Traveler. From, what was it, 1994? When, 4 came out? But man, what a band. They're fantastic. Anyway, we will take more of your calls coming up. 508-996-0500, app chat, and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also on the app, you can read some great stories. But we're also sharing on our Facebook page this week some of our best stories of the year. And so if you want to go back and reflect on some of those stories, you can check those out as well, including one that I've shared two that I've shared over the last few hours about two beloved but maybe forgotten amusement parks here in Southern New England, King's Castle Land and Whitman, which I think a lot of folks either went to as kids or brought their kids to. And that's one that certainly I went to as a kid. My family's from that area. So we experienced King's Castle Land. It was impressive when you realize that somebody basically built that in their own yard. But it wasn't impressive as today's, you know, amusement park standards go. But one that I never went to, but apparently was one for kids in Rhode Island, was the Enchanted Forest. And you can read about that on our Facebook page as well as King's Castle Land. Right now, though, let's turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Jimmy Carter will soon be laid to rest after an incredible 100 years. Trump tries and fails to overturn the verdict in a sexual abuse trial. And your New Year's resolution? Likely shared by millions.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A state funeral will be held January 9th for former President Jimmy Carter. The services will take place at the Washington National Cathedral. Carter is expected to lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. President Biden has also declared January 9th a national day of mourning. Public events will also be held in Atlanta, while a private interment is planned in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia. Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the verdict in his sexual abuse civil trial is being rejected. Trump was found liable last year for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll in a New York City department store in the 1990s and for defaming her when he denied her story. On Monday, a Manhattan federal appeals court found Trump did not show how his rights were violated during the trial or prove that a new trial was warranted. Separately, Trump was ordered to pay over $83 million in defamation damages after he continued to deny Carroll's account. The president-elect is still appealing that verdict. New York City is preparing to ring in 2025 under heavy security. Mayor Eric Adams says there will be a large presence of officers in uniform on the scene in Times Square as a show of force tonight. He adds there will also be a large contingent of undercover officers behind the scenes. Adams says there are no credible threats being made so far. 1 million people are expected to be in Times Square to ring in the new year. At least 4 people are dead after severe storms in the south over the weekend. More than 30 tornadoes were reported over the weekend in Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. On Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said there have been storm-related deaths in 2 different counties. According to the North Carolina Highway Patrol, a man was killed after a tree fell on his truck in a rainstorm. And in Texas, officials said one person was reportedly killed after a tornado struck. 5 people are being charged in Argentina related to the death of pop star Liam Payne. That's according to the country's prosecutor's office. The singer's manager and 2 members of the hotel staff where he was staying are being charged with manslaughter, while 2 others are being charged with selling cocaine to Payne. The pop star fell to his death from a balcony at a Buenos Aires hotel over 2 months ago. And getting in shape and losing weight is by far the number one New Year's resolution. Healthy living experts warn not to bite off more than you can chew and start slow by building up your exercise routine instead of jumping into tough workouts. Just getting on a treadmill or walking for 20 minutes at least 3 times a week is a great place to start. A U.S. News and World Report study shows about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. Experts say that's largely due to unrealistic goals.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics and Toronto Raptors face off this afternoon, and the Celtics go on to face the Minnesota Timberwolves away on Thursday. Bruins and Washington Capitals in action today. The Bruins away to face the New York Rangers on Thursday, and Patriots gearing up for a game with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A mostly sunny New Year's Eve in store for you until we get into late afternoon and early evening. That's when the clouds move in and rain hits us later on in the night, around 10 p.m. through 1 a.m. So if you're out celebrating your new year, you want to be cautious on the roads on your way back. A cloudy day in store for us on Wednesday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Patrick Avenue. And then they take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya. Can't get food for the kid. Good God. We gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Welcome back in, and yeah, there is going to be some rain later, but if the skies clear up, then there's the chance that you could see the northern lights one more time before 2024 comes to an end. And it was something that, I guess, last night, there were some northern lights seen as well in the northern New England area. So it's possible that you could see them, but I still haven't seen them. That night in October when everybody was running outside and taking photos of them, and I was stuck bowling. Couldn't go outside. And even if I could, I probably wouldn't have seen them from where I was outside of Wonder Bowl. But it's one last chance before the year ends to be able to see them. But don't worry. You'll get opportunities in 2025 as well. But I guess these coronal mass ejections left the sun on Monday, and that's made them visible for us both last night and then again into tonight. So keep your eyes peeled if you are out and about. I mean, obviously not if you're driving. But keep your eyes peeled and see. Maybe those flashing lights you see in the sky, those colors that you see in the sky, maybe those aren't from fireworks. Those could be the northern lights. Again, depending on, you know, if the skies clear up. But there may be some rain, and there may be some rain that's even happening while you're out there doing your New Year's Eve activities. If you remember a few years ago, the city of New Bedford tried, I think it was for the, was it for the New Year's Eve or the 4th of July? They did a, I think it might have been New Year's Eve. They did a drone show instead of fireworks because there had been such issues with the weather in recent years. And it's always a crapshoot on New Year's Eve how the skies are going to be for fireworks, but we'll see what happens tonight. And if you're a really big fireworks fan, don't worry, there'll be plenty of them on TV. I don't understand why. When you watch them on television, it really doesn't have the same impact as when you see them live and in person. And again, I'm going to freely admit I'm not a fireworks person. I think they're cool and all, but like I don't make it a point to go out and see them. I'm not going to go camp out for hours and be stuck in traffic coming home and all that just to see fireworks. But that's me. I'm not trying to rain on anybody else's fireworks display. You can certainly go out there and invest that time if you'd like. And, you know, it's a lot of times time spent with family, time spent with loved ones, so it's still quality time. But it's just not for me. And then when I'm home and they're on television, I'm like, well, why am I going to watch these for? I could just go put on any YouTube video of a fireworks display, and it's going to look similar to this. That's why I say, you've seen one fireworks display, you've seen them all. So that, but again, that's just me. Don't be like me. If you are excited for them, I'm not trying to ruin it for you. If your kids are excited for them, I'm not trying to ruin it for them either. Get out there and enjoy them. But I will avoid the traffic and the headache and all of that. Even as a kid, I like the idea of going to the fireworks. Like the things that would be involved in that, but the fireworks themselves, I was just like, all right, okay. Is this over yet? How much longer? When do we get to the finale when everything just goes off at once? That's the best part. And I forget what year it was and even where it was. It might have been, it was either Onset or Plymouth fireworks where they didn't have a finale. They didn't set off a whole bunch all at once. and they just kind of set off the last one, and that was it. It was a big one, but that was it. I was like, wait, where's the finale? Where is that? That's the part that I'm here for. And they didn't have it. So anyway, get out there and enjoy the New Year's Eve activities tonight. Bring an umbrella just in case. You're probably going to need it for at least a portion of the evening. And don't let me bring doom and gloom on your New Year's Eve celebration. Just because I'm the guy that wants to stay home and watch TV while everybody else is out having a good time. That's just the story of my life. That's just who I am as a person. It's also probably why I'm alone. I'm totally fine with being alone. Nobody to drag me out on New Year's Eve. All right, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Let me just give you the exact time. You ready for this? Write this down. 11:56:20. 11:56:20. If you start that song at 11:56:20, the drum solo will hit at exactly midnight tonight. So that's how you can ring in the new year. And by the way, there's a new documentary out. I believe it's titled Phil Collins Drummer, that looks at Phil Collins' career as a drummer. Which he's very underrated. One of the really great drummers. But people don't think about that when it comes to him. Because he was such a prolific star as the lead singer of Genesis after Peter Gabriel's departure and then with all of his solo work. But I'm looking forward to getting a chance to watching that hopefully in the coming days. 508-996-0500, 11:56:20. That was the time to start that, to get the drum solo at exactly midnight tonight. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
How are you on the last day of the year, Mr. Blackburn?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Not too bad. It was rough going over the Christmas week and the week before it, too. There was a lot of things going on for me, but I'm not going to be throwing it out here. It's getting better. Let's see. I heard you were talking about protein.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't like it when I talk about food, but since you mentioned it. Okay, with the protein, yeah, it does cost money. At the end of the month, when you're really running out of money and you want a piece of steak or something, that's kind of rough. I have a certain bag. I keep a grocery bag here in the pantry closet. I call it pantry. It's not really a pantry. But that's where I stock up a few extra cans of my turkey spam or canned salmon,
mm-hmm.
canned chicken, things like that. And tuna very rarely, because the canned salmon, when you open it, it does not have the strong fishy smell like you get with the tuna fish when you open a can of tuna. I mean, that smell will last all day unless I spray the place. But when I open salmon, it's a lot better, and it tastes better for some reason. It's not too fishy. Now, at the store, near the end of the month usually, but I will buy to get, if I want the steak and I can't afford a nice big fat slab of it, I will go for the shaved steak. And I've been looking at it. The other day I was at the store, and for the longest time, that shaved steak was always $7.99. Always. I can go in there at any time, and the price is $7.99. But the other day when I was there, and the works were bringing meat out, this female worker, I'm getting to know her good now. She's getting to know me. And I said, hey, how come I can't never come over here? And this is not even a pound in the package. I don't know how many ounces, but you don't even get a pound. Oh, I said to her, how come every time I come in here, it's always $7.99. Every Sunday you have this big, gigantic sale. But every time I come over here to look at the shaved steak, it's $7.99. She says, oh, you just last week we had it for $6.99. It was a whole dollar off. And I said, well, I've never seen it. And I've been coming here a long time. She goes, well, you're just missing that day. I says, well, maybe I can give you my number. You know, that kind of thing. Give me a call. She says, nah, I don't think I want to do that. I said, why? I spent a lot of money in here. I should be treated like a queen in this store. He says, well, I'm not going to do that. I said, okay. So I'm going to keep looking. Every Sunday is a big sale over there at the Basket. So one of these days, I might be lucky enough to catch that $6.99. I don't know. But I do eat a lot of eggs. And that sometimes if I really don't even feel hungry, I'm not so much looking protein. The thing is, now this is the new year coming, and I'm going to get this done. These two things that I really want to do, I'm not going to put it behind any longer now. I can't eat liver because, well, they say the organ meats are the best for you. And I just can't eat liver. I remember my parents cooking it. The smell made me sick. Some people really, I believe there are people just can't handle that. It's not, we're not making it up. It's something about it. They get, the smell gets into you, and oh, you just want to throw up all day. So I am going to try it. But the thing is, I'm not going to cook it because the smell alone, I'm going to lose this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to cut pieces small and just chew it real quick and swallow it real fast. And then drink water or sip my coffee. I'm going to start like that with just little pieces. So, because see, I do want it. You get such great benefits from the organs.
I won't eat beef liver, but I'll eat chicken livers fried up with some sweet onions and a lot of gravy.
You know, I can't do that either. I'm
not supposed to have organ meat because I'm prone to gout. And that can be a gout trigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's high in purines.
Yeah, but don't they say that too much of any meat will give you the gout, I guess.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I take a medication for it to help. Before I let you go, because I got another call here. I know you like Spam. Do you eat rice?
No carbohydrate. So when you're trying to lose weight, if you want to burn the fat, if you need carbohydrate at all, your body creates it. It's magnificent. Your body will make whatever carbohydrate you need. Your body doesn't burn protein. Protein builds your body. It's the fat that gives you the protein. The energy.
If you're looking for a treat and you want to treat yourself, look at that post that I put up where I tried the musubi at the new place in Dartmouth. It's Spam. Yeah. But it's a piece of fried Spam with some rice around it, and then it's wrapped in seaweed, and it's like a little handheld type sandwich. So good, so filling.
I saw your post, and I looked at it. I said, wow, I saw the Spam. Is it the regular Spam? They're not going to give you turkey Spam, right?
No, it's regular Spam, yeah.
Yeah, it was regular Spam. It's a little bit different taste for me, but I did see you post that.
And it's very, the rice. Very good, and cheap. So $2.99 or two for five. So you can't go wrong.
Yeah, but I'll have to take the rice out. I'm not going to do that. I'm too far beyond that now.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you there because I got another call here.
Yep.
You have a good
day.
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yep. Bye bye.
And let's squeeze in this other call before I get to take a break. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, morning, Tim. Boy, that made me hungry. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. Wife could eat no lean. Kind of makes sense. I remember reading a book about a guy that was exploring up in northern Canada, and he was, this is 100 years ago, and it got down to like 50 below zero, and I think the worst it got was 90 below zero. Yes. And he said that when you ate like Western foods, you just couldn't stay warm. But that idea of eating blubber and what was the other one, raw fish, whether it's dried raw fish or just raw fish, that was what really kept you warm and pretty interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, the real reason I called, though, I don't know if you've heard this latest scam that's coming up with Trump. He wants to take the gold in America and use it to buy cryptocurrency. And he wants to call it national Bitcoin reserve. And so he wants to take the gold and he wants to put it into phony money. So that's his latest scam. And it's not only one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard of, but it's going to basically play the MAGA people against each other. Because half of them are into cryptocurrency and the other half are into gold. And so which one is going to win?
Yeah, I mean, I I'm not a person that's a big supporter of crypto. I know Brian Thomas, for example, who's here on Saturdays and filling in, he's big into it. But it's not something that I would feel comfortable investing my money. I mean, maybe if I had a whole bunch of money and I didn't mind losing some, I would. But, you know, with I wouldn't want to see when we need money so badly, I wouldn't want to see us investing money into it until it's more proven.
Right. Yeah, well, much less. Crypto only works if there's electricity. And what happens if the electricity goes out? You know, all of these weird-ass survivalists are all interested in the electromagnetic pulse and that all of America would go dark. You know, so what's cryptocurrency? It's all based on electronic money. And so the electricity goes out. You've got nothing to prove. And then, of course, there was news just in the headlines last night that the U.S. Treasury got hacked. It apparently wasn't a serious hack. It was just some backdoor and they didn't get any top secrets or anything. But just what's, you know, the value of, you know, somebody's crypto account. You know, somebody hacks into your account. Well, wouldn't that be something if America's value gets hacked and then all of a sudden it disappears into some Saudi Arabians or Putin or God knows who?
Yeah. Got to hold you there, though. I got to take a break here. You have a great day and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And, so we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.